Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Say is, we have tried to put the square peg in the round hole with respect to the roundabout. The roundabout is the bane of my existence lately, and it was never my idea.
Yeah, it was designed and, you know, kind of begun and completed over the time before he was a commissioner for that district, with District 1, where he, you know, Jeff Burgosh, obviously, with the realignment of districts and the redistricting, took over Perdido, Key, and Inner Rarity. In the, you know, what I would say was gerrymandering, and I've said so many, many times, he gets very angry when I say that, but, you know, okay, so. Anyway, he owns the project now, and he says it's bad, and there's a lot of people who say that it's bad, and, Chris Phillips, the traffic guy for Escambia County, has been working on this and working on this and working on this. They have made a change, by the way, to that Perdido Key roundabout. If you haven't been through there lately, it's jarring.
It is true that the rumble strips that we've added have slowed traffic down. But prior to the rumble strips being added, I was inundated with phone calls about people speeding through the roundabout because one side of it is not aligned properly. It's not centered. If you're going east to west or north to south, whichever way you want to, going into Perdido Key, there's only a small portion of the roundabout, so you barely have to go around it. So people were barreling through it, and they were going right through it. You could see the tire marks, the signs were getting knocked down, the plant was hit. So we added the rumble strips. But the rumble strips are making a lot of people angry.
The rumble strips are vigorous, if you want to know the truth. You know, rumble strips are the when you drive over them, okay? And rumble strips can come in a variety of degrees. They can be the gentle reminder that something is about to happen. You know, sort of a back rub to your car. On the other end, they can be like, oh my God, my dentures flew out. That's what these are. You know, I jokingly, we went through there for the first time since they had been put in about a week ago, and we're coming back from Orange Beach, and, you know, and I said to my wife, I said, did that just happen? She's like, yeah. So I called Chris. I'm like, Chris, are those new? And he said, yeah, they're new. I'm like, okay. And so the way I would describe it is, you know how when children are losing their teeth, you know, and they're kind of, it's not quite out yet, and you try to figure out what to do with it, oh, just stick them in the car and drive the Perdido Key roundabout. That tooth will definitely come out. It's rough, right?
I just want everyone to know, and this will be picked up by the media, and that's good. Engineers designed that thing, but it's not working. It's too small, it's not centered, and it's not working. And just because an engineer designed it doesn't mean it works. Just ask Elon Musk. The engineer designed that rocket, it keeps blowing up every time. So sometimes stuff doesn't work.
Every time? I don't know. Okay, whatever. And, you know, sometimes you learn from mistakes, but it's not quite the same. Anyway.
Chris is working on bringing solutions, two solutions. Number one, how much will it cost to make the roundabout the right size? It's not big enough. Everyone knows it, even people that don't have PE next to their name. I know it, and everyone knows it, and that's why people were curving around it and speeding through it. How much will it cost to enlarge it and center it properly? How much will that cost? Or the second option will be how much to demo it and put a traffic signal there. I want those two options, and that's what's being worked on right now. And whichever is the least costly, I'll fund it from my local option sales tax, if I'll have the support of this board, which I hope that I will, and we'll fix that problem once and for all. But the little tiny roundabout off-centered has been an absolute disaster. Anyone who drives out there knows it. I want them to know we're working on it.
Yeah, and, you know, which I appreciate, and, you know, what's the ultimate solution going to be? Will a traffic light be much better? You know, part of the problem is, it's just, it's a complicated intersection, which, of course, always they are. If they were easy, they'd solve themselves. And I know they've looked at a lot of different alternatives for how to make it work better. And, you know, this may be the one. You can't justify some of the expense of some of the others. And you have a land ownership issue, I think, on one side. I always thought it was on the west side, but it might be on the southeast side where you just can't move it better.
That roundabout has been a failure. I'm admitting it publicly. Chris, you and I have talked about it. There's no way to polish it. It's like putting lipstick. Well, everyone knows every kind of colloquialism, every trope. That's what it is.
Say more,
that's
say
why
more.
It's going to change. It's either going to be big and centered and work, like the one on 17th Street, or it's going to be a traffic signal. Just wanted that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Just the rumble strips. Let me just say, if the goal was to warn you that a roundabout is coming or that something substantial is about to happen, like, these are the kind of rumble strips that you would put on the end of a pier that people are famous for driving off of. It's very, very noticeable. But, you know, that's fine. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm not quite persuaded that it's a total failure. I know it's kind of the way he's talking about it, and it might be. It seems to me like that particular intersection is more the victim of increased traffic throughput on beach days particularly, which is partially just a byproduct of changing demographics. I think to some degree, I don't know how much, I'd be curious to ask Chris Phillips, you know, if you build beach access out on Perdido Key, as Jeff Bergosh has been so active to do, then you need to have lifeguards because you've created a problem, right? A good problem, beach access, but still, you've created a problem. If you create and encourage beach access out on Perdido Key, you create traffic, which is another good problem of sorts, maybe, but it also, you know, I'm not saying he's responsible for that only. I'm just, you know, there are contributing factors, and volume of traffic to me seems like the big one. Is that roundabout really completely inadequate? Well, time will tell whether they can find a way to fix it and make it work better or not. Of course, part of the problem is people don't know how to drive them, and then they sit there and they wait and they wonder. That's not good either. 617 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Not seeing anything out there on the roadways. No accidents reported by FHP. No slowdowns to speak of. I-10 and I-110 are flowing. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking good. If you're coming out of Milton through Pace on Highway 90, not seeing any issues there. Highway 29 is good from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. And Chase Street, Gregory Street, Garden Street, Palafox, all of those checking in good. If you see anything out there on the roadways slowing you down, let me know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got any kind of an electrical or heating or air conditioning need or, you know, anything in that vicinity or plumbing, call Pete and they will take care of you. They'll come out and be professional. They'll show up. They'll do the work right the first time with high quality products. They stand by at 100% satisfaction guarantee. So you know the work is going to get done well. In fact, so well that they have been expanding pretty dramatically in the last couple of years. They have gone all the way east now to Tallahassee. So even outside of the central time zone, they are in Florida. And they've gone all the way west last year to Baldwin County. And then after that to Mobile now. They're actually in Mobile. So everywhere from Tallahassee to Mobile, Peden will take care of you. In fact, right now, they've got $250 off an indoor air quality system through the month of April. So $250 off an indoor air quality system throughout April. They are all over the place. Give them a call or just check them out online. Peden, PEADEN.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hello. this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're going to have the best looking house in town, Russ.
I've always wanted to do this.
It's a lot of lights, Dad.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's a lot of work, too, but if I'm out in the cold and I'm committed to decorating the house, I'm going to do it right, and I'm going to do it big.
When I hear you went up to Saratoga, and your horse naturally won, then you flew your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. When you're where you should be all the time.
See, you wouldn't think that You're So Vain is the song for the day, but... You know, when they went to see the eclipse, right? It's right in there. See, I went out of my way to find interesting and different and unique songs for the eclipse today. And, yeah, man, it's going to be, well, in some places.
It's a total eclipse of the sun. Today is the day we've been waiting for, the great North American solar eclipse. Millions have planned, more have traveled. And as cities declare emergencies to prepare, we'll make sure you're looking to the sky safely and check in on whether clouds might ruin your view.
Emergencies? What? Yeah, no, they're seriously, the places that are in the path of the totality have seen such an influx and are expecting such an influx of people that they've been trying to accommodate it. But if you're a town of 20,000 and you've got 100,000 people in your town today, you know, the diner cannot handle that.
Small college town normally has a population of 80,000 people, but it's expected to balloon to hundreds of thousands, all for the eclipse, which will be seen just above this stage in this football stadium, all while William Shatner, Captain Kirk himself, narrates the moments of totality.
I mean, you could go see Kirk today. Yeah, and then in other places.
Here in Dallas, exits like this one off of major highways that lead into downtown will be closed at certain times during the big event.
I mean... Why? I don't know, but man. And I do feel bad for people who are traveling elsewhere to go see the eclipse, and then they get there and it's like, oh, that's cloud cover, isn't it? Mm. Now we go to Connecticut, I guess. Drive as fast as you can. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Well, seems like all news is eclipse-related today. NASA launching three sounding rockets in Virginia to study how the Earth's upper atmosphere is affected during a solar eclipse. The rockets are designed to measure how the sun's disappearance affects the ionosphere. Scientists want to determine if the loss of sunlight can disrupt radio or satellite communication. Seismologists say there could be aftershocks for up to another week after Friday's earthquake in New Jersey. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 4.8 earthquake was the strongest on the East Coast in 100 years. And the Israeli military now withdrawing ground troops from the southern Gaza Strip. The IDF said Sunday that its 98th Division is leaving the Strip to recuperate and prepare for future operations.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, here's somebody after my own heart. They said, Andrew, am I one of the only people who doesn't care a single thing about the solar eclipse today? Yeah, little. No, but that's okay. That's okay. There's always room for you in the boat, too. And I was kind of going back and forth on this. You know, last week I kind of said I didn't care, wouldn't look. You know, I can see pictures later. And then I found some glasses from 2017 in a box, and because I went looking for them in my closet. I'm like, oh, no, I'm definitely going to go look today. We actually have an ophthalmologist going to come up on the show in about 10 minutes and tell us, you know, kind of what the dangers and safety issues are. But here's something. This is one of those, you know, just the craziest story. There's six inmates in New York in the state prison who all filed a religious accommodation petition to force the jail to let them be outside during the eclipse, saying that it is a religious belief of theirs that eclipses are significant and they're infringing on their religious rights, which are serious things, you know, that even inmates do not lose their religious rights. But of course, you always have to have a balancing interest. So the complaint described the solar eclipse as religiously significant event that is recognized, quote, by various religions as special events that warrant gathering, celebration, worship, and prayer. You say, well, tell me more about these inmates. Oh, I will in a moment. It's amazing. Anyway, Jake has got traffic on the fives first. Jake?
All right, this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Still not seeing anything on our roadways early this morning. No accidents reported by FHP. Not seeing any major slowdowns as well. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is good. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. I-10 and I-110 look good. Chase Street, Gregor Street, Garden Street, Palafox all checking in clear. No slowdowns on Cervantes. And Mobile Highway is clear through Beulah. If you see anything on the roadway is slowing you down, let us know about it. Call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you want to have a beautiful lawn in June and July, the time to start is June 3rd, right? That's when you start working. No, now. Now you've got to start early, right? That's the idea. This is why you give NSEC a call. You have them come out and they take a look at your lawn. They do a soil sample. They figure out what you need, what amendments are needed for your lawn to make sure that you get the success you want. And then they will do 8 annual applications that are timed, programmed, and targeted to get your lawn what it needs when it needs it, exactly right for your lawn, so that you can have that lush end result. Now, if you sign up today, you get your first lawn application totally free with any new annual lawn program. That includes that soil sample, lime treatment on an average size yard. So you can find out more. They also handle pests. They also do landscaping, all the stuff connected to your lawn, of course. Sign up today or find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net. Okay, so back to this story about the inmates in New York who have successfully requested a religious accommodation to be able to go out and look at the eclipse today. Here are the people, and this is the most unbelievable story. Jeremy Zielinski, 40, is an atheist who got a religious accommodation to see the eclipse. I could almost stop, but no, this is really bad. Convicted of first-degree rape, priors for promoting sexual performance by a child and attempting to disseminate indecent material of a minor. We gave this atheist a religious accommodation to go see the eclipse. Next guy's name is Travis Hudson, 50 years old, a Baptist, convicted for sexual conduct against a child. A Baptist. A guy named Moses, Bruce Moses, not a Jew. Is serving time for second-degree assault, second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, and criminal possession of a controlled substance. A guy named Oscar Nunez, 49, convicted of second-degree attempted murder. Both men practice Santeria. You know, they don't practice Santeria. Okay. Which has nothing to do with eclipses, as far as I can tell. Also, not typically most religions are not pro-murder. And then you've got this 53-year-old guy. His name is Jean-Marc Desmarais. He is a Muslim. He's behind bars for second-degree murder. And then you have the last guy, David Haig, is a Seventh-day Adventist, convicted of first-degree manslaughter. Seventh-day Adventists, nothing in their religion cares about the eclipse. So you have people who are convicts who did horrible crimes and then claim they need a religious accommodation. Why do we have to give religious accommodations for people who clearly, by their actions, show they're not sincere religious participants? I suppose maybe they converted after they got in, but it just seems so unlikely to me. And which of these religions necessitates eclipse viewing? This is absurd. I'm sorry. You know, I try to see a point of view if there's a way to see it as making sense. But this is obscene and absurd. And it does. It makes a mockery of what religious people believe. It makes a mockery of the idea of religious accommodations, which you should take seriously because, you know, a person does not lose all of their human rights only because they are incarcerated. But this is it's unbelievable. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's see, 7.5 hours to Eclipse. Is that right? I think that's right. 2 o'clock. Anyway, so, I was laughing. The news this morning, NBC, it was just funny. They had a graphic up showing the times of the totality in various parts of the country. And then all the parts of the country were central time, they put it in Eastern time. Come on, people. But it's kind of like the New York mindset, right? Everything in New York is the truth for everybody everywhere, period. Stop talking.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Today is the day a rare total solar eclipse going to darken the skies across more than a dozen states in a show that won't be seen again in the U.S. for another 20 years. The path of totality is going to begin in Texas around 1:30 p.m. local time, exit over the U.S. across Maine about an hour later.
We booked tickets months ago for the eclipse, and we're going to go watch it in Whitney.
That woman in Whitney, Texas. So how's the forecast looking?
We're watching the path of totality. Most of the country are just going to see a few clouds, including Little Rock, Arkansas, from Dallas all the way up towards New England. A really good looking forecast.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean, President Biden will head to Wisconsin today, where he's expected to announce new plans to cancel student debt. And former President Donald Trump plans to lay out his abortion policy today. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 63 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Escambia County deputies have arrested one of the people that was wanted for that big brawl on Easter Sunday at Englewood Park. 43-year-old Shanette Robinson was taken into custody last Friday. Investigators say a deputy had responded to a scene on Easter Sunday where hundreds of people were gathered. They were attempting to arrest a young woman involved in a fight when...
And then as he's trying to get her cuffed, Shanette Robinson, in a bit of a punk move, attacks him from behind.
This is the
striking
mom
him,
who was initially
the mother,
trying to pull
who
the daughter away. Okay.
That's correct. So, and then another deputy
and attacks
shows
him, you said,
up.
Punched him from behind?
Punched him from behind, yeah. Just reaches around and attacks him from behind. As he's leaning over, trying to detain
the daughter. Okay.
Again, a 100% punk move on her part.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there. He told us about that incident last week. Robinson is charged with battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest, and deputies are still looking for 16-year-old Taikita Jackson. A third person involved, 17-year-old Tania Jackson, was also arrested on aggravated battery charges. Well, persistence is now being credited with saving a child that was found unresponsive in Okaloosa County over the weekend. The sheriff's office there says a 3-year-old was pulled from a pool at a home in Crestview on Saturday. Thanks to first responders at the scene and others at the hospital, that child was revived after being unresponsive for an hour. Lieutenant Tony Kelly from the Okaloosa Sheriff's Office says that he's never seen such a large group of medical professionals work so seamlessly and diligently for such a long period of time without losing their hope or will. The American Red Cross says they are in need of volunteers in Alabama. An organization spokesperson says they need 600 volunteers to help out in disaster relief and blood drives ahead of the severe weather season in the state. Many current volunteers are considered to be aging out. Anybody can sign up at redcross.org. There's some growing concerns that negotiations on the sale of the OLF 8 property in Beulah might be fizzling out.
I'm applying the paddles, man.
I know. I understand that, but we're trying to keep this thing alive, man. Look how many times we've made LOIs, how many times we've changed it, the contract, got your information. We said we're done. Then you came back and said, no, don't do that. We've changed the deal, trying to address all the points that we've heard.
That conversation between Commissioner Burgosh and Fred Hemmer with Beulah Town Center LLC last week and for the last month, developers in the county have been in exclusive negotiations, but Commission Chairman Stephen Berry indicated last week that he'd be okay with entertaining other offers. The majority of the board's sentiment is that the top line number of $20 million for 295 acres is too low. The county does intend to counteroffer again with a higher sale price. And today is eclipse day, that total solar eclipse over a big chunk of the U.S. today here in northwest Florida. It'll be a partial solar eclipse, about 75-80% coverage of the sun. Make sure you've got the appropriate solar glasses if you're planning on looking at it. Those are available at hardware stores. It should begin at about 12:30 this afternoon. The peak of that eclipse will be just before 2 p.m. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing?
Not seeing anything out there on our roadways to speak of. I-10 and I-110 look like they're clear. If you're on Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace, not seeing any accidents reported there. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre, no issues reported. Looks like Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. Highway 29 is accident-free from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. 9 Mile is accident-free. No delays in Carr City. Looks like Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free. If you see anything on the roadway slowing you down, let us know about it on our traffic tip line. That number is 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice cloudy day today. Temperatures warming up near 75 degrees. Clouds could be around as we do have our partial solar eclipse for northwest Florida, about 75% coverage, starting around 12:35 this afternoon, peak for us around 1:55. As you head into the evening, we are going to be seeing temperatures drop near 66 degrees. Cloudy on Tuesday with a high near 75 and a low Tuesday night near 67. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, 63 in Pensacola, 63 also in Gulf Breeze, and it's 56 in Milton. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Dick's House of Sports, an extension of Dick's Sporting Goods, has opened its second largest location in the U.S. in Pennsylvania. The experiential shopping setting comes with a 360-degree rock climbing wall, an 18,000 square foot outdoor track and field, multi-sport cages, and golf simulators athletes can try before they buy. It is Dick's House of Sports' 13th location in the U.S. House of Sport carries exclusive brands and those of Dick's Sporting Goods. Disney's Experiences division, which includes its theme parks, is the best performing part of the media giant's business. Disney posted record revenue of over $32 billion in fiscal 2023 from its experiences alone. Therefore, Disney has announced its plans to invest $60 billion in experiences over the next 10 years. This includes 70% that will go toward new experiences. Futures are slightly higher, yet Friday the Dow Industrials gained 307. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. Stop wasting money on rent and start building up equity by owning a custom-designed building from General Steel. Over four decades, General Steel's been trusted by small business owners and the Fortune 500. Call us today at 844-98-STEEL for your fast construction, low-maintenance, high-quality building at an affordable price. Call 844-98-STEEL to own your building starting with just a small deposit. Business owners like you are taking advantage of early spring weather and getting a head start in their projects. This surge in demand will extend the project timeline, so act now and be ready to build this spring. Call 844-98-STEEL to secure your place in our delivery schedule. Stop wasting money on rent and start gaining equity with a building from General Steel. Call 844-98-STEEL now to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 844-98-STEEL. That's 844-987-8335.
Fans on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Milton native Carly Ryan, who's been around music her entire life. In fact, her parents were performers, made her choice to pursue a career in music a no-brainer. She performed an original called Give Me Back My Heart on American Idol in 2019, and you can see her this week at Bands on the Beach.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday and Saturday, check out the toughest firefighter challenge in the U.S. at the Pensacola Beach Firefighter Challenge. Register yourself or a team. See PensacolaSports.org for more. The third annual Fred Levin Way Fest is Sunday afternoon, a free community event highlighting free services and lots of family activities and fun. For more, check out FredLevinFest.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. It's your decision, it's a chance that you take. It's on your head, it's a habit that's hard to break. Do you need a friend? Would you tell the lies? Would you take me in? Are you lonely in the dark?
So can I just tell you, I'm so bummed. I'm so annoyed. I had talked with an ophthalmologist on Friday and had him scheduled to call in today, and then I made a mistake. I did not get his cell phone number, and I did not realize that the number he had called me from was his office number. So I was so looking forward to this, Jake. I was so looking forward to talking to an eye doctor about all of the things related to the eclipse. And
I know. I had a great bumper lined up, too. Sorry. You picked the bumpers, but I had a great one lined up.
Oh, man. I'm bummed. Live radio, you know, things go wrong sometimes, but I was really so excited about asking all my silly questions, but, you know, well, here we are. 437-1620. What else do we have going on? Now that we don't have that to do. I mentioned this only because, but did you see that former President Trump has now made a demand regarding President Biden and if they're going to have a debate? I don't know if they're going to have a debate. I really don't have any. It'd be very unusual to not have presidential debates of some kind, but man, I just don't know if it's going to happen. But he is now claiming that the reason that, or he's at least implying on Hugh Hewitt show last week, he implied that the reason he did so well at the State of the Union was he was hopped up on cocaine. That's what the baggie was in the White House. He said, I got a quote. I don't have the audio here. do you think you'll have a rematch, a re-debate? He says, I don't think so. But I hope he does. You know that white stuff that they happened to find, which happened to be cocaine in the White House? I don't know. I think something's going on there, because I watched his State of the Union and he was all jacked up at the beginning. By the end, he was fading fast. There's something going on there. Now, for those of us who have watched President Biden perform in public over the last couple of years, I am not going to say it was that, but the natural question you ask is, what kind of help was he getting? Because he was not his normal sleepy, stumbly Joe that you see so much of the time. He was something else. And is that the byproduct of just, you know, good juice and B12? Or, you know, who knows? I don't know. I certainly don't know. And I find it highly unlikely that he's using illegal drugs. But could he be getting some kind of help from doctors? Entirely possible. Right? Entirely possible. And so here's where this gets to be even more strange. He says, Trump says, I want to debate, and I think debates with him at least should be drug tested. I want a drug test. I just be here, sir. No, you go defend the democracy. Go defend the republic. I'm actually kind of sympathetic to this, you know, performance enhancing debate substances, you know, as coffee count? Probably not. Does an energy, does a monster? You know, probably not. Does four cigarettes help? What would be your line? Like, what would be the things that would make you think that's an inappropriate temporary bump in your performance? I don't know.
Oh, nice.
Did I say it?
You did. Was that a pun not intended?
No, inadvertent. Just good luck. 437-1620.
I hate that I know that phrase and that's what it applies to.
I don't understand. What did I say? 437-1620. Oh, man. Do I really want to? I sometimes feel like we jump on the kids a little bit too much. You know, kids are many times just kind of good kids, and then sometimes somebody asks them a question that makes them look not so good. Redfield and Wilton Strategies. That sounds more like the, I don't know, the front agency for a black ops covert operations killing. Anyway, they're a polling agency. And between February 18th and February 19th, they did 1,500 eligible voters in the U.S. And they asked the question, do you think parents should help pay the rent of their adult children who live outside the home if they're able to while they save up money to buy a house? What percentage of young people said yes? Be as pessimistic as you like. Half. Half. Half of all millennials think their parents should help them pay rent while they save money toward the eventual purchase of a house. Let's see. And the generations don't vary an awful lot. Okay. Let's see. 50% saying millennials, yes, 50%. Gen Z, which is just a teeny bit younger, we're 49%. Gen X, that's old people like me, 37%. Baby boomers, silent generation, 40%. So still, you know, it's one thing to – the should is the problem, right? I mean, if parents want to help, I mean, you know, do what you want with your money. It's the obligation side, right? That's the problem. That's where you start to run into the real issues. I think we had the ophthalmologist is on the line. Outstanding. Okay. Well, let me – No, hold on just a second. Oh, Jake does it a different way than I do it. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, is this Dr. Ullman?
It is. I'm sorry for the issue there.
Oh, no worries. And it was my fault. I did not get your cell phone on Friday. So let me just have you hang on for a second. Jake's going to give us a quick traffic report, and then you and I are going to spend some time talking about the eclipse. So hold on just one second.
Sure.
Okay. All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Not seeing anything on our roadways out there slowing you down. I'm just going to go ahead and get back to it. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let me know. 437-1620. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Jake Walker with the traffic on the fives.
Great. Thanks so much, Jake. All right. Dr. Michael Ullman is a local ophthalmologist. And Dr. Ullman, I have questions about the eclipse that I know you will help answer. Let's start with basic things.
Okay, correct.
When I look just on a day, it's hard to look at the sun because it's so bright. My eyes know to kind of stop me from doing that. But if I make myself do it, what happens to my eyes?
It's very dangerous for your eyes. You can almost think of it like a kid with a magnifying glass, kind of burning ants. You can get a burn to the back of your retina, and it can cause something called solar retinopathy, and it can cause a permanent central blind spot in your vision.
How long does that take to happen? Because I know if you're burning something with a magnifying glass, it's typically not instant, but I assume damage is in degrees and even a little bit can be bad.
Right. So I don't know of any studies where they've really timed it, but it's not an instant thing. But if it's a prolonged stare at the sun, so maybe a minute or so, I would expect there to be some damage.
Okay. And so it does take a little bit of time, and you don't notice it right away, right? That's my understanding, is that some of this damage can sort of be delayed effect, that you don't realize it's happened until maybe hours later. Is that right?
Right. So it depends on, you know, how long you were looking at it and things like that. But and you might have a little bit of an after effect immediately afterward. But you're right, the damage can be delayed a little bit. But it really depends on how long you were looking at the sun.
Now, when I normally look at a bright light, of course, what happens afterwards is you blink your eyes, you have that little purpley greenish splotches wherever the light was. That's not damage. Right. Your eye recovers from that under normal circumstances, right?
Right. So this is very different than looking at a regular light. So, you know, all these manufacturers have to follow guidelines, and when you're staring at a light, it's very different than looking at the sun. The sun is even emitting radiation outside of that visible light spectrum. So that's okay. You know, I wouldn't recommend just staring at a light, but it's very different than just staring at a bright light.
And is it the light itself, or is it the radiation, or is it both that damage your eyes?
It's both. Okay. But it's mainly, like I was mentioning with that ant thing, it's a burn. So you're really burning the retina if you're just staring at the sun. And some people think, oh, this is an old wives' tale. This is not. It is a legitimate thing, and it happens. So it's a real phenomenon.
And so it really is just like, because your eye is a lens, and your lens is designed to focus the thing you're looking at so that it creates a picture on the on your retina, and you're doing that with something that's going to cause damage instead of just create an image. That makes perfect sense to me. I'm glad you explained it. So now when we look at an eclipse, why is an eclipse dangerous? I'm guessing it's because if it's a 75% totality, the light is much it's not as bright, and so your natural impulse to not look away is kind of not there. But the damage coming in from even 25% of the sun can be just as intense. Am I in the right direction?
That's exactly it. And I just think most people, you know, aren't walking around and just staring at the sun, whereas with the eclipse, you really have that extra, wow, this is insane, it's impressive, this is a rare event. I forgot my glasses, but it's not a big deal. I'll just so I think it's just the impulse to just stare at it, and so it might not be as intense as the sun without an eclipse. But you're right; this is only a partial eclipse for people in Pensacola and Florida, so you're still going to get a lot of that radiation from the sun. That's kind of the reason why.
And now we are not in the totality, but at totality, when the sun is completely blocked out from direct access to your eyes, are you still at risk, some risk, less risk? I mean, because, you know, you're not getting the light, obviously, directly in, and you're, you know, not, the radiation is maybe or maybe not blocked out by the moon. I don't really know. But is it still dangerous even when it's in a totality?
So theoretically, no. Theoretically, if the entire sun is being blocked, then no, you're not really looking at the sun at that point.
Right.
You know, like I said, that's not really the case for us today. And I would personally, I'm not going to be sitting there staring at an eclipse without eye protection on. But theoretically, if the entire sun is being blocked out, you're not even looking at the sun then.
Perfect. This is so great. I'm so glad we had you on. You're answering all my questions so succinctly. It's excellent. Okay, so let's talk about eye protection. You know, what do you need to have, and how can you know that it's actually going to protect your eyes, as opposed to, you know, we've all heard stories about imitation glasses, knockoff glasses, or even the ones that are correct, say if it's scratched, you shouldn't use it. Tell me how to know that I've got something that's really going to protect my eyes for prolonged looking at the sun, and is even prolonged looking at it with these glasses safe?
Right, so the recommended eyewear, it'll say ISO. That's the organization that certifies these glasses for lunar watching or watching the eclipse. As far as how do you know if they're broken or if they're okay, if they're visibly damaged, I would just get another pair. They're not very expensive, and there's no reason to risk it. So to me, if they look physically damaged, just get another pair. How do you know if it's a legitimate pair, if it's really been certified? I would put the onus on the manufacturer, and you can say, like, hey, how do I know this is certified? And if they can provide some sort of documentation or explanation that, hey, this is really certified by the ISO, then I would feel comfortable using them. As far as can I look at the eclipse for a long period of time, you should be able to with those glasses.
Okay.
So with those glasses, you should be totally safe. Enjoy the event, stare at the lunar eclipse, and you should be good.
And if I actually went and found some ones I had left over from the 2017 eclipse. I managed to be lucky enough to have them still in my possession. And when I tried them on and looked at, for example, a light in my house, I mean, I couldn't see anything. Couldn't see it at all. Is that the kind of, you know, quick test that you, that should sort of indicate to you that you've got a pair that's likely to be good, or that doesn't really help?
Well, I personally think that's encouraging, right? If you said, hey, I put these on and I can't even tell the difference, that would really be concerning to me. But to me, if they just look, if they look like they are normal, they're not beat up, and they have that certification, that for me would be enough.
Okay.
But it's going to be a very, very dark shade. It's not going to be, I've heard some people say, oh, I'll just put two or three shades on. It's totally not equivalent. So it's more than just the darkness of the visible light. Like I said, it's also blocking out not visible radiation as well.
And I, you know, I started to get worried when I saw that NASA had said you have to have a level 12 darkness for your welder's visor or goggles. And I'm like, oh, just any old welder's goggles, not enough. You know, like I start to get worried with that, right?
Right. So that dark factor, that was created just to measure how much visible light's being blocked out. So they say different sources say 12, 14, 16. There's different levels of that dark factor.
Yep.
That theoretically will be safe. I personally would just go by that ISO recommendation, just because those are specifically designed to look at the sun, whereas these other, you know, dark factor isn't that specific.
Got it. That makes perfect sense. I've also read that, you know, your phone can be damaged, and so people are talking about putting the glasses on their phones. But also that even looking at the light on your screen through your phone, you know, the tendency is to think, well, my phone must be safe for my eyes. But if it's bright enough and that's coming through your phone, that's still going to have the magnifying effect or not. Is that dangerous?
So looking at the eclipse through the phone should be safe as far as if you, let's say you take a recording of it and you watch it later. But if you're trying to actually, while the eclipse is happening, kind of block out the sun using your phone and look at it through the screen, that's a really bad idea. That's not going to work. The sun's going to still get through. So I wouldn't recommend, and just watch it, enjoy it in real life, right? So just, I would just put some glasses on that are certified and watch it. But actually watching a recording of it, in attempt to kind of avoid needing glasses, that's just a bad idea. So,
but thinking of your phone as a safety, thinking of your phone as a safety block, that's not a good idea. That is not going to be effective.
No. And I think, there's professionals that are going to be recording this. No one's going to watch, you know, anyone's crummy cell phone footage of it. So there's really no point to risk that. That's not a good safety device.
Okay. And then the last one, and this is particularly for us here, we may have cloud cover. People might well think, oh, well, there's cloud cover. It must be safer to look at.
Right. Yeah. No. unfortunately, not the case. So, no, even with cloud cover, you want to wear the glasses. And again, I know it sounds, this can't be that important. This might be an old wives' tale. This is real. It actually is real. I mean, this can damage your retina. So I would just take that small precaution of just wearing the appropriate glasses, even with cover.
Well, Dr. Michael Ullman, thank you for joining us this morning. Super helpful. I know our news department is going to be able to use a lot of this throughout the day, and I'll replay this interview later. You're a local ophthalmologist. We met on Friday, so we didn't have a pre-existing relationship, but you've been super clear with me, and I really appreciate you joining us this morning to help teach our folks some stuff about safety for the eclipse. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope everyone enjoys the event, and have a great day.
Absolutely. All right, Jake, I don't know how much time we've got to do our stuff here, but go ahead. You got traffic?
Okay. I'm not seeing anything on the roadways. No accidents reported by FHP, and no congestion to speak of. I-10 and I-110 are good. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is flowing smoothly. Highway 90 out of Milton through Pace is good, and Highway 29 is good from the Atmore cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. So if you see anything out there, let me know, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Regular riot. Hope they like.
You're right, Alice. You're regular riot. Hope they like those jokes on the moon, because that's where you're going.
I'm going to the moon!
So many. The House of the Rising Moon today. David, I know I kind of jammed you up against the time here, but do you have a 15-second news story for me in the newsroom?
Absolutely. A vote in the House for additional aid to Ukraine could be coming soon. House Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to bring a national security package to the floor after the House passes legislation reauthorizing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
All right, thanks so much, Dave. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.